Back for a third visit to The Antidote is Mr. Luke Dynan. Thanks for coming for a new talk, Luke.
Thank you.
Do you have nothing better in your life to do than chat with me?
Well, I enjoy our chats.
Because three visits is a rarity on this show.
Oh, well, I thank you for it.
Now, each time you and I have gotten together, we've been speaking about the death metal you've made as Children of Wrath. But what you've just recorded isn't even close to being metal.
No, not at all, no. I like to dabble in the electronic music when I'm not making metal.
But, you know, I do get the electro part of the music, because there's always been a touch of that in Children of Wrath. But I think it's the pop aspect of Lobotomies, the song, that surprised me. So has this always been an interest of yours?
Yeah, I was in a pop project a long time ago called The Future Calling with my buddy, and we made very similar music. I mean, I think pop's interesting because not necessarily the lowest common denominator, but if you can make something that can get stuck in, you know, millions of people's heads, I think that that's a pretty big accomplishment. Now, lots of people have different opinions on pop music and things like that, but it's always been fascinating to me.
Well, you have to admit that pop dominates the music scene.
Oh, yeah.
There's something else that I don't understand, and that's the name. Why call your project Tox?
I thought it was a cool producer name. Nobody has it. It got stuck in my head like a year and a half ago, and I've just kind of had it on the back burner ever since. So just three letters. It's easy to remember.
And it's not that you're toxic.
I don't know. I guess you do that one way or another, depending on if you like the music or not, or if you like my metal or not.
Well, maybe at the moment you are a little bit toxic because you're off work because you're sick.
Yeah. Stay away, I guess.
You really open up on Lobotomies. On the chorus, you sing, "I just can't handle it all. I seek the refuge of home. I lock myself in, singing in my room." Seriously?
Yep. I do get very personal. Sometimes I'm a little shocked at what comes out, but I've been trying to write, you know, my own lyrics, like I said, with Children of Wrath 3 and then on this. So like a little context to that, you know, I have my computer set up and then I have what's called my Live Rig 2, which is a 4,000 watt PA I have in my room. And when I work on songs, once they're the instrumentals are finished, I like to try to sing over them and figure out melodies and stuff like that. That's kind of like a way to deal with stress. It's sort of like a coping mechanism, but it, in my opinion, it's yielded some good, if not interesting, results with this song.
When you say, "I just can't handle it all," I never would have thought that about you, because you always seem so confident.
I am confident, but there's another side of that, being bipolar, and, you know, I struggle with stress and anxiety a lot, and sometimes I just can't handle it all. I mean, it's not a cry for help or anything like that. It's just lyrics, but, you know, sometimes there's just too much going on in life, and I just gotta work on music and put the stress aside and try and, you know, channel all that stress and anxiety into something positive. And that's what I'm trying to do here.
Now, I would have thought that creating your music would actually increase your stress level.
No, it's the most relaxing thing, especially when I come up with something that, you know, I've been working around in my head for a while. This song, the music for it, actually wrote in 2022. When I got this piece of hardware called a Roland MC-707, and it's an 8-track synthesizer that you can write full songs on. And I've just been listening to the song forever and ever, and finally decided to come up with some lyrics for it. So, I mean, it was about 4 hours to write the song and about 4 hours to record the lyrics, but there's, you know, all that time in between from when I wrote it to when I finished it, so could be argued that that's one of the shortest ones I ever made or one of the longest ones I ever made.
That's amazing that you can create that quickly.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, sometimes I don't even know how I do it. I just listen to the finished product and I'm like, wow, hopefully I didn't get that from somebody else.
I should have you give us the plan for talks. Like, I'm really curious, is this a one-off kind of thing, or are you going to push Taylor Swift off her pop pedestal?
No, I do plan on working more on it. I am working more on it. I have a Bandcamp up for the single right now. It's talksmusic.bandcamp.com, and that'll take you right to Lobotomy.
So it is Lobotomy, not Lobotomies.
I say Lobotomies, but that's kind of like the little bit of the tongue-in-cheek in that song is like, you know, I don't even think you can actually medically get to, but that's how messed up I am, is that I... But I figured it'd be nice to have a separate stable for my electronic type stuff and not put that under my name. I don't know, one day I'll put everything under my name, but right now I like to have little stables, I guess.
Oh, good, man. Listen, thanks for this talk, Luke. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. You're an amazing fellow.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that. And I appreciate what you do.
Oh, thank you.